B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Chof Beis. We're going to start five lines from the top of the Amud. We're in the middle of the sugya of Chizkiya and Rebavo, and they're discussing terms used in the Torah. Chizkiya says that whenever it says Lo Ye Ochel, it means that not only is the item Osur Ba'achila, it's also Osur Ba'hano. Rebavo argues and says no. Whenever it says Lo yoichal, lo soichal, lo soichlu, even those terms which are less strong terms, where Chizkiya would say that in those terms only mean Isar Achila and do not mean Isar Anah, Rebbe Avol says that even those terms they mean not only Isar Achila but also Isar Anah. And now the Gemara is going to bring a number of places, a number of topics in the Torah where different terms are used, and try and see whether what we know about those parashiyos in the Torah, whether they conform with either Chizkiya or Rebbe Avol. Says the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Yitzchok Nafcha. Rav Yitzchok Nafcha is now going to ask a question against Rebbe Avol. Rebbe Avol said that any time it says Lo Yoicha, Lo Soicha, Lo Soichlu, it means not only Isar Achila, also Isar Hano, V'hari Gid Hanoshe. We know that it says in the Torah that there was a certain gid, a sinew, in one of the legs of the animal that was not allowed to be eaten by Klal Yisrael. And in that parash of Gid Hanoshe, the Rachmona Omar, that the Pasuk says, Al Kein Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanoshe. It says the term Lo Yoichlu is Gid Hanoshe. And according to the rules, according to Rebbe Avol, this would mean an Isar Achila and an Isar Hano. Nonetheless, we learnt in a Mishnah, Sheleach Odom Yerech Renochri. A person is allowed to send the thigh, the whole leg of the animal, to a goy, V'gid Hanoshe B'soichai, even though he has not removed the Gid Hanoshe. And there's two issues here. There's one issue, maybe this goy is then going to sell it on to Yisrael, and the Yisrael will readily buy it from the goy because this Yisrael may be aware that the goy actually bought it from a different Yisrael, and he will assume the Gid Hanosh has been removed, when in truth it has not been removed. So for that we're not concerned. Why? Because it's very easy to discern whether the Gid Hanosh has been removed or has not been removed. So that's just the issue of, do we have to be afraid that it's going to land up in the home of a Yisrael and he won't know the Gid Hanoshe is there? We're not concerned. But how about the fact that when you sell something to a goy, you send or sell the thigh with the Gid Hanoshe to the goy, you're having benefit from it. Are you allowed to have benefit from the Gid Hanoshe? It says in the Pasuk, Lo Yoichlu, and according to Rebbe Avol, that means Isar Hano as well. Answers the Gemara, Kosova Rebavo, Kushahutra Novela, he vechelba vegida hutra. We saw in a previous Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph that Novela is one of the exclusions, that even though it says in the Pasuk Lo Soichlu Kol Novela, you're not allowed to eat a Novela, and according to the rules, Lo Soichlu should mean it's also to have Hana. However, the Torah there said explicitly you're allowed to have Hana. You can sell it to a goy, to a geir, you can give it to a geir or a goy. A geir meaning a goy that's keeping the Zion mitzvahs peninoyach. So over there with nevela, it's explicit that you're allowed to have anor from the nevela. What is a nevela? A nevela is an animal that died, that was not shechted. And this nevela, actually within nevela, you've got the meat, you've got the fats, and you've got the Gid Hanoshe. It's all part of the Nevela. So when the Pasuk says you're allowed to have Hana from the Nevela, it was a package deal. You can have Hana from all the parts of the Nevela. And since you can have Hana even from the Gid Hanoshe of the Nevela, then so too you can have Hana of the Gid Hanoshe of a Tahir animal. And that's why the Mishnah says that even though the Pasuk says Lo Soichlu, Lo Yoichlu B'nei Yisrael is Gid Hanoshe, you're not allowed to eat the Gid Hanoshe, nonetheless you are allowed to have Hana, and therefore you're allowed to send it to a goy. Says the Gemara, There's a discussion in the Gemara whether there's any taste to these gidim, to these sinews. If you say yesh begidin benois and tam, that these sinews have a similar taste and texture as the flesh, as the meat of the animal, then we can understand that when nevela is muta bahana, so too is the gid hanoshe muta bahana. But if you hold that the gidim, they're just like wood, they are tasteless and they have nothing to do with the concept of the meat of the animal, then just because nevela was muta bahana doesn't mean that gid hanoshe is muta bahana. What are you going to say then? And if you do not learn from Revela that Gid Hanoshe is Muta Bahana, the question is, why is it Muta Bahana? If it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yoichlu, and according to Rabbi Avohu, Lo Yoichlu means that it's an Issa Bahana. Answers the Gemara, Man Shomus Le Da'omar Ein Begidin Benoisin Tam. Who is this opinion that holds that these sinews have no taste and they're not considered as meat? They don't have any taste of meat. Reb Shimon, it's Reb Shimon who holds that. How do we know that? The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, Ha'oichel Megid Hanoshe Shel Behemot Tmeo. If somebody ate the Gid Hanoshe of a Tomei animal, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Shtayim, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yesh Begidin Benoisin Tam, and therefore the Gid is part of what we call Behemot Tmeo, so you chayev also for eating Gid Hanoshe, also for eating Behemot Tmeo. Reb Shimon says you're potter altogether. You're not chayev for eating behemot tmeo because ein begidin benois in tam. It's just like wood and it's not part of the animal. And regarding gid hanoshe, Reb Shimon holds that the Torah only said gid hanoshe was asa with a tohir animal, not with a tame animal. So we see from here that it's Reb Shimon holds ein begidin benois in tam, and Reb Shimon hochanami da asur bahano. And Reb Shimon indeed holds that regarding a tohir animal, somebody who eats there's an issa hana for gid hanoshe, because it says in the pasuk lo yoichlu, and lo yoichlu means it's also bahana. And since ein begidin benois in tam, it's not included in the permission to have hana from nevela. And therefore, indeed, it's osur b'hanor. D'tanya, where do we see this in a brisa? Gid hanoshe muta b'hanor, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says gid hanoshe is muta min ha-Torah because Rabbi Yehuda says yesh begidin b'neis in tam, and therefore it's included in nevela, and the same way as nevela is muta b'hanor, so too the gid hanoshe will be muta b'hanor. Reb Shimon oyser. Reb Shimon says ein begidin b'neis in tam, and therefore when we allowed nevela, the gid hanoshe in the nevela was not considered as part of the meat, part of the nevela, and therefore it's also to have hana from the gid hanoshe. So that's how that is how we've explained the gid hanoshe to work with Reb Avohu. Continues the Gemara, we're now asking another question. V'harei dam, there's an issa to eat, to drink blood. V'rach derachmona omar, the pasuk says regarding eating blood, drinking blood, Al kein amarti livnei Yisrael, kol nefesh mikem lo yisoichal dam. You're not allowed to eat blood. It says lo yisoichal. According to Chizkiah, it just means issa ba'achila. According to Reb Avohu, lo yisoichal means issa achila and issa hana. It should be also ba'hana. But utnan we learned in the Mishnah, eilu ve'eilu misarvin ba'omo. The bloods of the different types of chatois, there was a chatos that was burnt, that was offered inside, or that was sprinkled inside the heichal, and there was those chatois that the blood was sprinkled in the outside mizbeach, and they would pour the blood into the remaining blood into one of the two holes in one of the corners of the mizbeach, and then the blood would flow through those holes, would flow onto the floor of the azara, into a stream, into the omo. Eilu ve'eilu, the two bloods, misarvim, would get mixed together, ba'omo, in the stream, ve'yotzim le'nachal kidrein, and they would go out to the river, to the lake, to the canal, whatever you would call it, the nachal kidrein. Ve'nimkorin, and they would sell it, le'ganonin, to the people in the garden, the gardeners, le'zabil, to be used for the fields. And if they used it without paying for it, there would be an Isamila. So you see clearly from here that even though if you don't pay for it, you're not allowed to have benefit from it, but if you pay for it, you're allowed to use, you're allowed to have benefit from the blood of the of these animals. How can you have any benefit from blood at all if the pasuk by blood says that lo yisoichal dam, you're not allowed to eat blood, and Rabbi Avohu said lo yisoichal means isa bahana. How can you have any hanar from this blood? How could they use it for their fields? Answers the Gemara, Shani dam de'iskish lemaim. Blood is different because the pasuk compares it to water. Dechsev, it says in the pasuk, lo yisoichalenu, also talking about a different pasuk about eating or drinking blood. The pasuk says, lo yisoichalenu ala oretz tishpachenu kamaim. You have to spill the blood. When you shecht an animal, you have to spill it like water. Don't take in, don't eat it. Lo yisoichalenu ala oretz tishpachenu kamaim. Ma mayim mutarim. In the same way as water is mutar bahana. Avdam, mutar bahana. Even though water is mutar to be drunk and blood is not mutar to be drunk, but since it's compared to water, then at least as far as Hana is concerned, it's the same. Ask the Gemara, that all you see in the pasuk there is that blood is compared to water. How do you know that it's water that's mutar to have Hana? Maybe it's compared to water that's also to have Hana. Ve'im mekamayim hamisnaschin al gabi hamizbeach. Maybe it's like the water that's been poured onto the mizbeach, and that water is also bahana. Omer bavo kamayim. It doesn't say in the pasuk which water. It says that the blood is ala oretz tishpachenu kamaim, like water. Rav maim, most waters are not waters that you put on the mizbeach. And the only time they put on the mizbeach is for the day in the days of Sukkos. They would put the water onto the mizbeach. Generally speaking, water is mutar bahana, and we compare the blood to the most waters that are mutar bahana. Asks the Gemara, Midi roiv mayim ksiv? It doesn't say ala oretz tishpachenu karoiv mayim. You should spill it onto the ground like most waters. It says like water. Water includes the water that was put on the mizbeach, and the water that was put on the mizbeach is also bahana. It was niskadish in the kli shoris. You're not allowed to have hana from it. So maybe from the fact that the blood is compared to water is not a reason to say that the blood is mutar bahana. Elo amar v'ashi kamayim anishpachim v'loy kamayim. It says, "Ala oret tishpachenu kamayim, spill it like water," which means the blood is compared to spillable water. So regular water is spilt. The water that was put on the nisachin, that was put on the mizbeach, it was not poured out. It was nisnasich. It was poured rather than spilt. I think the accurate way of translating it would be that nishpachim is if they're spilt, but nisachin is if they are poured. The water that's poured on the mizbeach is not spilt, it's poured onto the mizbeach. However, other waters are spilt, and since it says that you should spill the blood like water, la'oretz tishpachenu kamayim, it's compared to blood that's spilt, not to blood that is poured on the mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, but there's other blood that is spilt. And there's other water that are spilt, and those waters are also banor. There's some waters in the world that get spilt in front of Avodah Zarah. That was one of the ways they would serve the Avodah Zarah, and they're also banor. So maybe when it says ala oretz tishpachenu kamayim, it means it should have the same halachas as those waters of Avodah Zarah, which are also banor. Says the Gemara, Hosom Nami Nisuch Ikri. There also we find in a pasuk that it was poured in front of the Avodah Zarah, it wasn't spilt in front of the Avodah Zarah. Nisuch Ikri, Dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, Yishtu Yein Nisicham, Yakumu Yazurchem, Yaleichem Sisra. And so we see that the water that is poured, even in front of an Avodah Zarah, is not called spilt, it's called Nisuch Nisichem. Nesichem, and that means it was poured, and therefore you cannot bring proof from there that it's also bahana. So when it says in the pasuk that blood is compared to water that is spilt, it's water that's mutar bahana. So you see from here that even though it says lo yisoichalenu, however it's mutar bahana, even according to Rabbi Avohu. Asks the Gemara, ulechizkia lemay hilchasa iskish dam lemaim. According to Rabbi Avohu, I understand why the blood is compared to water. Al ha'oretz tishpachenu kamaim. Because Otherwise, it would be also to have anor from the blood. You compare it to water, and that says you're allowed to have anor from the blood. According to Chizkia, that he learns that in any case, it doesn't say lo ye ochel, it just says lo yisei chalenu. And lo yisei chalenu, according to Chizkia, means it's mutter behanor. So according to him, I don't need the comparison of blood to water to tell me it's mutter behanor. It's mutter on its own right, because it doesn't say lo ye ochel. If so, why is the blood compared to water? Ulechizkia lemay hilchasa. What halachic ramifications are there that iskish dam lemaim? Answers the Gemara, look at Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. A din of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba that we've actually had in Maseches Pesachim before. The Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. Minayin ledam kochim she'enei machshir. How do you know that the blood of a korban does not make other food items susceptible to becoming tummy? Because we know that blood is one of the seven liquids, that if they touch a food item, those food items are now susceptible to becoming tummy. But that's the exclusion of blood of kochim. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, lo yisei chalenu, aloreth tishbechenu kamayim, that the Torah compares the blood to water that's poured out. Only blood that's allowed to be poured out and spilt onto the floor is blood which is compared to water, and that type of blood would make other food items susceptible to become tumah. However, only dam shenishbach kamayim is machshir. She'ena nishbach kamayim. However, the blood of korbonis that you have to receive in a clay shoris and sprinkle on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to let them spill on the floor. Einu machshir. So we learn from this pasuk the comparison between the blood and the water, that blood of korbonis, which is not spilt like water, is not machshir food items to become tummy. Continues the Gemara with another topic. V'harei eiver min hachai. We know that a goy is commanded not to eat from an animal whilst the animal is still alive. Dechsev, it says in the pasuk, rag chazak, be strong, levilti achel adom, not to eat blood, ki adom hu hanefesh, lo yiseichel hanefesh im haboso. That the blood is considered the place where the nefesh is, where the spirit of the animal is. You're not allowed to eat the nefesh, which is referring to the blood, when eating the meat. So the Gemara asks, v'hare eiver min hachai, dechsiv loy soichal. It just says loy soichal hanefesh im haboso. So according to Rav Avohu, loy soichal means it's also ba'anah. V'tani we learned in the Braisa, Reb Nosson Omer, minayin shelo yeshit odom kois yayin lenozir ve'ever min achai lebein neinuech. How do you know you're not allowed to pass a cup of wine to a nozir? A nozir is somebody who's not allowed to drink wine. Nor are you allowed to pass ever min achai to a goy, because a goy is not allowed to eat ever min achai. Talmud Leimer, we learn this on the pasuk, v'lifnei iver lesitin michshel. Do not put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So we see from here that you're not allowed to give the Eiver Min Achai to a goy, holy klovim, but to give it to your dogs, sure, you're allowed to give your dogs Eiver Min Achai. Now, what does it say by Eiver Min Achai? By Eiver Min Achai, it says, loy soichal. According to Rabbi Avohu, that means it's also ba'ana. If it's also ba'ana, how can you give it to your dogs? And if you can give it to your dogs, it's clearly not also ba'ana. Answers the Gemara, shani Eiver Min Achai de iskish ledam. We have a pasuk that compares the Eiver Min Achai to blood. The Chsiv, it says in the pasuk, rak chazak levilti echoil adam, the pasuk we brought before, ki adam hu anefesh. So you see from there that we compare the Eiver Min Achai to the blood, and the same way as the blood we've already saw before, you're allowed to have anor from blood, from you're allowed to have anor even though you're not allowed to eat it, so to Eiver Min Achai, even though you're not allowed to eat it, you're allowed to have hanor from it, even though it says in the pasuk loy soichal. Now the Gemara asks, ulechizkia, according to Chizkia, lemay hilchasa iskesh eiver min achai ledam. We saw that the Torah in the same pasuk wrote loy soichal hanefesh im abosor, which says don't eat eiver min achai, in the same pasuk as it says rak chazak levilti echoil adam ki adam hu hanefesh, don't eat blood. Why did the Torah compare it? So according to Rav Avohu, we know why he compared it, because it just says in the pasuk loy soichal. Loy soichal means it's osur bahana. So we may have thought that eiver min achai is osur bahana. So, and therefore we compare it to blood, to say in the same way as blood is mutter b'hano, so too Eva Menachah is mutter b'hano. However, according to Chizkiah, it doesn't say lo ye ochil, it just says lo seichel. According to Chizkiah, lo seichel always just means issa achila, not issa hano. So why do I need to compare it to the blood? Answers the Gemara. Omar lecho, Chizkiah will answer you, dam hu de iskish le'evim min achai. You're right, I don't need to learn from dam to Eivor Min Achai, because I know that Eivor Min Achai is Mutar B'Hanor, because it just says Lo Yisoichal, it doesn't say Lo Yeochil. However, there's something that Eivor Min Achai can teach to Dam. Ma Eivor Min Achai Osur, Af Dam Min Achai Osur. That there's something that we compare, the same way as Eivor Min Achai, that it's a limb from an animal that's alive, and a person transgresses that avera if he eats a limb from a live animal. Af dam, so too blood, min hachai, if you drink blood from an animal that's still alive, osur. It's this, just as osur as drinking blood from an animal that's not alive and carries the same punishment of chorus. Ve'eze, what blood are we talking about that's called dam, min hachai, that it's alive? It's not blood that came out of the animal after you shechted it. It's blood that was, the animal was still alive. And nonetheless, if you drink the blood, you're chayev. Zedam hakoza, shanefesh yetzeboy. It's talking about one of the four types of blood that come out of an animal when they let blood, and the animal actually died when this blood left it. But it's still not compared, it's not similar to regular blood. Because regular blood, first the animal is shechted and then the blood comes out. Over here, the animal only died because the blood was taken out of it. So this is called dam min hachai. It left the animal when the animal was still alive. So we need to learn out from Eivor min hachai that even though it left the animal when it was alive, it still belongs to the issa of dam, and somebody who drinks that blood is chayev chorus. No less than Eivor min hachai, which is a limb that was taken from the animal when the animal was alive, and it's also to eat it. Continues the Gemara, we're asking now from another parasha, another sugya. V'harei shoyer haniskal. If you have an ox that killed somebody, and we killed the shoyer. So that shoyer is called a shoyer haniskal, a shoyer that's going to be stoned. Or was stoned. Derachmona Omar. The pasuk says, "The ki yigach shoyer es ish oy es isha vomeis." If an ox gored a man or a woman and killed them, sokel yisokel ha-shoyer, we stone the shoyer, v'lo ye ochil, and it should not be eaten. Now, of course, if you stone the shoyer, you're not allowed to eat it. It hasn't been shechted. We're soon going to see it means if you should have stoned it and you didn't and you shechted it, you're not allowed to eat it. Lo ye ochel es besorei u'bal ha-shoyer noki. And the bal ha-shoyer gets nothing from it. It's like he's lost the whole shoyer. No value from it. And over there, it uses the term lo ye ochel. Everybody agrees that should mean iser achila and iser hano. Let's see the Gemara. V'harishoyer haniskal, derachmona omar lo ye ochel es besori. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, mimashma shenem asokel yisokel ha-shoyer. From the very fact that it says you have to stone this shoyer, ein yodea shi nevela o nevela asura b'achila, then we know if you kill an animal by stoning it, it's a nevela, it's not being shechted. You're not allowed to eat a nevela. Ma talmud lo ima lo ye ochel. So why does it say in the same pasuk you're not allowed to eat this dead shoyer, the stoned shoyer? Magid locha akosov, the pasuk is coming to teach us, she'im shochtoi, if instead of stoning it, you shechted it, la'achal shenigmar es dinoi, after it's already been concluded in Beis Din, that indeed this shoyer, this ox is slated to be stoned, then also, it's also to eat this shoyer. Ein li'elo ba'achila, says the Braisa. That the pasuk is only telling us lo ye'ochil. You're only allowed to. It's only also to eat the shoyer. B'hano minayin. How do you know that you're not allowed to have any benefit and hano from this shoyer? Talmud lo'ima says in the pasuk ubal hashoyer noki, that the owner of this shoyer is like he's cleansed from it altogether, which means that it's been totally taken away from him. That he has no benefit from it. So what do we see from there? We see from there that if not for the pasuk of Ubal HaShoyer Noki, had it only said Lo Ye'ochil, it would only be Asa B'Achil, it would not be Asa B'Ano. And that's a question both on Chizkiah and on Rabbi Avohu. And then the Braisa carries on. What do you see from Ubal Hasher Noki? My mashma, Shimon ben Zoim Oimer, Ka'odom Shoim Lechaverov. It's like a person says to his friend, Yotza Ploini. That individual, he was Yotza, he left Noki Menachosov, cleaned of all his possessions. And what that means is he's lost all his possessions. So here too, when it says Ubal Hasher Noki, it means that the owner of this ox is not allowed to have any benefit or pleasure from this ox. And they don't have any benefit or pleasure whatsoever from it. So the Gemara speaks out, it's only because the Pasuk says Ubal Hasher Noki that we know that the owner is not allowed to have any benefit from the Sheir. Because if it would just be learned from, if it would just say Lo Ye'ochil and it wouldn't say Ubal Hasher Noki, Issa achila mashma, issa no aloi mashma. Because lo ye'ochil only tells you you're not allowed to eat the shoyer. It doesn't tell us you're not allowed to have hanah from it. And this is a big question, also against Chizkia, also against Rav Avohu. It says lo ye'ochil. Lo ye'ochil means issa achila and issa hanah. Answers the Gemara, lo'oilom lo ye'ochil issa achila v'issa hanah mashma. You're right. Lo ye'ochil always means also issa achila, also issa hanah. Ubal Hasher Noki, you don't need Ubal Hasher Noki to say that you're not allowed to have any hanah from the ox itself. But you need Ubal Hasher Noki, which means that the owner's totally cleaned off from the animal. He has nothing from the animal. That is to lehanoas oiro yuda osa, to tell us that it's osa to have any benefit, not only from the animal that I know from lo ye'ochil, but to tell us you're not even allowed to have benefit from the skin, which is just annexed onto the animal. Even from the skin, you're not allowed to have any hanah. Bal Hasher Noki. V'itzrich. Sol kadai techamina lo ye'ochil es besore iksiv, besore in oiro iloi. If it would just say lo ye'ochil, I would know issa achila and issa hanah, but I will not know that its skin is included in the issa. Komash melon, that's why I need Ubal Hasher Noki to tell us that the skin is also awesome. The skin of a shoyer haniskel, of a stoned shoyer, is not allowed to have any benefit from it. And now the Gemara asks, so lehanoch tanoyuch, those tanoim, de mafkilei lehai kro, that learn from Ubal Hasher Noki, that means that the owner of an ox is clean, meaning he's exempt of certain payments. For example, if his ox that was not a shoyer muad, it was not one that had already damaged or killed three times, rather it was an animal that was still relatively considered tame, and they learn the drasha achrina, they learn a different drasha, lechetzi koifer, to tell you that we know that sometimes there's a concept called koifer, that you have to pay for certain damages if you killed somebody. If this tame animal killed somebody, then we don't say that you pay chetzi koifer. You don't pay koifer at all. All it may velado is if this tame ox caused a woman to miscarry, then you don't, then this, the owner of the shoyer is noki, he's clean, he doesn't have to pay, does not have to pay for those miscarried fetuses. So if you're learning Ubal Hasher Noki for those halachas in the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Mem Aleph Daf Mem Beis, Hanoas Oirei Minoluhu. So how do you learn what's the source that one's not allowed to have benefit even from the hides, from the skins of a Shoyer Haniskel? Answers the Gemara, Nafkaluhu Me'es Besori. We learn from the Pasuk that says that you're not allowed to have Lo Ye'ochil Es Besori. You're not allowed to have benefit not only from the animal but esper, sorry, anything that's annexed to the animal. S always means lerabois, it means to include something, to annex something beyond the item itself. So from esper, sorry, es hatofel lebesori is the skin, the hides of the animal, which are tofel to the meat, that they are also have the same alochas as the shoyer haniskel, and one's not allowed to have hanah from the skins. V'idoch, those opinions that learn from Ubal Hasher Noki that the skins are not allowed to have hanah from, you're not allowed to benefit from the skin of the shoyer haniskel, what do they do with the word es? Answers the Gemara, es loy dorish, they don't learn that the word es comes to include something. Espesori means the flesh of the Sheira Niskel and doesn't have to mean something that's annexed to it. Where do we find that there was actually a machloikus whether you learn from S something else or not? Kedetanya, we learnt in a braisa, Shimon hu amsuni, v'omri lo Nechemya hu amsuni. It was either Shimon hu amsuni or Nechemya hu amsuni. Hoya Deirish, he would learn Kol Esin Sheba Torah. Every time the Torah said S, it means to include something. Beyond itself, something else is annexed to it as well. Kivan Sheigia, when he came to the Pasuk, Le Es Hashem Elekechotiro, you have to fear Hashem. But it says Es Hashem Pirish. Then he refrained, he abstained, he said, I can't say that something is annexed to the fear of Hashem. So to speak, you're supposed to have fear of Hashem and also fear of something else. That can't be. So he stopped darshaning all the S's. Omroi Talmidov, his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, kol esim shedarashto matahe alem. I understand that you found an S that you could not learn from. And you understood from there that it must be that all S's are not to be learned from, because otherwise you would have an issue with Es Hashem Elekechotiro. So the S by Es Hashem Elekechotiro taught him that S never means an addition. What about all the hours and toil you put into learning these Torah and learning the Esim? Omar Lehen, he answered to that, so he said to them, Kashem Shekibelt Ischara Ladrisha, exactly in the same way as I got a reward for learning these drushas and these Torahs, Kachani Mekabel Schara Laprisha. Now that it's become clear to me that I was wrong, I'm going to get just as much reward for backing down and changing my mind. Being Pirish, coming away from this train of thought, from this type of drasha. So that was either Shimon Amsuni or Nechemya Amsuni, whoever it was, came to the conclusion that we're not Dorish S. That's what we said before. S, Loi Dorish. Who is darshaning S? Achabor Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came and explained the S and said, even the S Hashem Elekechotira, we can make sense of that. V'dorash S Hashem Elekechotira l'rabbis Talmidei Chachomim. There's a certain level of fear and awe that one has to have for Talmidei Chachomim, and that's learnt out from the S, from something that is close to and, so to speak, an annex to the fear of Hashem, is the fear of Talmidei Chachomim. So Rabbi Akiva learns S. Rabbi Akiva learns S, so he can learn from S Besori by Sheira Niskel that the hides of the Sheira Niskel are also Osir Bahano. Continues the Gemara with another question. Vahari Orlo, Derachmona Omar, the Pasuk says that Kisavoyu El Horetz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Unatatem Koleitz Machal, you're going to plant, you're going to sow some fruit trees, Vaharaltem Orlosi Es Pirioi. It's a double loshen. We'll soon see. It's going to say it three times. Va'araltem orlosoy es pirioi sholoy shonim. For 3 years, the fruits are considered orlo. You're not allowed to eat those fruits. Sholoy shonim yelochem areilim lo ye ochil. You're not allowed to eat orlo fruits. So it says areilim lo ye ochil, and ye ochil according to everybody means isar achila and isar no. V'tanya, but we learnt in a brisa, areilim lo ye ochil. When it says areilim lo ye ochil, you're not allowed to eat orlo. Ein lielu is achila. From that, we only know it's osa b'achila. Minayin shelo yehena mimenu. How do you know you're not allowed to derive benefit from orlo? One. Number two, shelo yitzba boy. How do you know you're not allowed to paint using the shells of some certain nuts, they will turn it into paint. You're not allowed to paint with the orla. V'lo yadlik bo es haner, and you're not allowed to light a candle, a lamp, with the oil that was of the olives of orla, which are three halachas, hano, painting, and lighting. Talmud Loimat, the Gemara says, the Brisa says, that's why it says three times areilim, v'araltem, orlosoi, areilim lo ye'ochil. Le Rabbi says kulam to say that all those three are also osa. And now the Gemara explains. Tamed the kos of achmona varaltem or losa areilim. It's the only way we know that you're not allowed to have anor and you're not allowed to paint with them and you're not allowed to light lamp with them is because it says varaltem or losa areilim. Ho lav hochi. If it wouldn't say that, it would just say lo ye ochil. Hava min, I may have thought, is achila mashma, is ano loy mashma. We would have thought it's only osab achila, not osab ano. But it says lo ye ochil, and the lo ye ochil, according to everybody, chizkia anjabavo, it means not to eat, not to have ano. And that seems to be contradicted in this brisa. Answers the Gemara, lo oilam lo ye ochil mashma. No. Lo ye'ochil by Orlo says not only that you're not allowed to eat it, but also you're not allowed to have benefit from it. Bein isa achila, bein isa hano. V'shani ha'osam d'chsiv lochem. It says in the pasuk, it says there, sholei shonim hiye lochem areilim lo ye'ochil. What does it mean that it should be for you and don't eat it? We would have thought that it's true. Solkadai techamina hoil because of lochem. Shelochem yehei, I may have thought that even though it's lo ye ochil, you mustn't eat it, it's still lochem. You're allowed to have benefit from it because it says lochem, komash malon. That's why I need the araltim or lose arelim to tell us that lochem is not there to teach you that you're allowed to have anor from it and you're not allowed to have anor from it. Says the Gemara, Ve'elohashtu d'chsiv yehanoch kroi. Okay, so once we have Araltam or Lose Arelim to tell us you're not allowed to have Ano, then what's the Lochem going to teach us? Lochem lomoli. Answers the Gemara, look at the Tanya. In the following braisa, so we're going to learn something from Lochem. Lochem l'rabois es hanotua l'rabim. Lochem tells us that even a tree that was not planted for a private purpose or a private person, it was planted for the public. And I'm in the middle of the road. It was planted to serve the public. I may have thought that in that case, there's no isav arlo. That's why I need lochem to tell us no. Even if it was planted for you, for the public, it's also the halachas of arlo apply. That's the Tanakam in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says from Lochem you learn something else. The Issa of Orla only applies when it's for you as an individual. But Lahoitzi es hanotua l'rabim, and to exclude a tree that was planted for the public, if it was planted for the public, then the halachas of Orla do not apply. So either way, we use the Lochem to teach us something about the trees that were planted for the public. My Tamad the Tanakam. What's the reasoning of the Tanakama who learns from Lochem that it comes to include that even a tree of the Rabbim has an Issa Orla? Dechsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Unetatem, it says, V'chisavoyu el oretz, Unetatem kol eitz machol. When it says Unetatem, it means that you will plant, you will sow. Le'yochid mashma, le'rabim loy mashma. It would seem from the word Unetatem that the Issa of Orla only applies for your own private plants. If you planted something for your own private use, there's the Issa of Orla. Therefore, Kosav Rachmona Lochem, that's why the Pasuk adds on that Sholei Shonim Ye Lochem, to say Lehovies Anatur Lerabim, to add on and say no, even if it was for the public, the halachas of Orla apply. Rabbi Yehuda learns differently. Rabbi Yehuda says, Unetatem, the word Unetatem mashma, bein l'rabim, bein l'yochid. Any fruit tree that was planted, there's an orla applies to it. So why does it say lochem? Lochem, v'lochem, bein yochid, bein rabim, mashma. Lochem also means, irrespective of whether you planted it for yourselves, for private purposes, personal use, or you planted it for public use. Why do I need twice to say an inclusion? Unetatem includes even for the public. Lochem includes even for the public. When you have twice an inclusion, one after the other, have a ribui achar ribui. And when you have two such ribuyim, one after the other, ein ribui achar ribui elo lemait. When you have twice a ribui, it's actually coming to teach us that something's being excluded. What's being excluded? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that the lochem is coming to exclude, or the second ribui is coming to exclude, that a tree that was planted for not for personal use, it was planted for the rabbim, the halachas of Orla will not apply. In Mi'ot Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue with the next question from Truma.